In the name of Jesus, amen. Our sermon today is about authority. All of us are under authority, all of us. And authority is necessary. When people rebel against authority, there is chaos and disorder, and it can get out of control very quickly. And so we need to have authority. And there are authorities that we have to live under. One of those authorities is the government. The government has the authority to make and enforce laws and to collect money from you in the form of taxes. And they have that authority. Law enforcement. Law enforcement has the authority to enforce laws. Your spouse doesn't have the authority to give you a speeding ticket, but a highway patrol officer does. If you have a job, your boss has authority over you. When you get sick and you have to go to the doctor has the authority to prescribe medicine. You can't do that yourself. You can't go to Walgreens and scratch on a piece of paper and give it to the pharmacist and say, here, I need you to fill this, because you don't have that authority. The doctor does. You have to have an authorized prescription. Those are just a few examples of people that have authority over you. And you probably have authority over others in some scenarios. If you have children at home or you're babysitting your grandchildren, you have authority over them. You might be in a position at work where you have authority over others. If you have people in your life that you care for, they could be elderly parents, they could be children, you might have responsibility for their financial and medical well-being. You have authority to take care of those responsibilities. Authority is given. Authority is received. Authority involves responsibility. And you don't lose it by sharing it, but rather, when you give someone else authority, it makes your authority even greater. Authority is used to care and provide for others and those around you. Authority involves responsibility. Power is much different. Power and authority are different things. Power is taken and obtained. Authority is given and received. People in authority can have and use power, but not always. Whereas people will sometimes use power against those who are in authority. Power involves politicking and manipulation and scheming and demanding to get one's way. In the spiritual realm, the devil tries to work with power. Jesus works with authority. The devil has no power of his own. He only has what he has been able to take and obtain from others. Jesus works with authority because he was given authority. Only a person who is under authority can use authority. Only a person who is under authority can use authority. When you read the Gospels, and Jesus has an encounter with demon-possessed people, or better say, people who have unclean spirits, even though the people themselves don't realize perhaps what's going on, the demons do, and they always submit to Jesus. Why? Because they know he has the authority. They know who Jesus is. He's the Son of God, King of kings and Lord of lords. Now, to all the people around Jesus, he looked like an ordinary person, a good teacher, a good man. And he's also the Word made flesh. But they didn't understand that at the time. Although even when Jesus taught. People recognized there was something different about him. The Bible says that when Jesus taught the people, they were amazed because he taught as one who had authority and not as the religious teachers of his day. One day, Jesus went into the temple courts and he caused quite a ruckus. There were faithful Jewish people from all over who would come to the temple. And one of the things that they would have to do would be to offer a sacrifice. Now, since people were from all over and many of them had to travel quite a distance, it just wasn't practical for them to bring the animal they were to sacrifice along with them on their trek to the temple. And so they would simply buy the animal to be sacrificed when they got there. So there would be animals for sale in the temple courts that people could buy to offer as a sacrifice. Of course, the people who were selling the animals would want to make a profit, and so there was a little business going on there. And not only that, but you had to use Jewish coins when you came into the temple. And so there would be a currency exchange because you might have been coming in from out of the area. You didn't have the right coins. You'd have to change them for Jewish coins. And of course, there would be a fee for that. What all this was a big moneymaker, not only for the merchants and money changers, but it was a moneymaker for the temple, which got a percentage of the profit. Jesus comes in and he causes a big uproar and says, "It is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you make it a den of robbers." Now that was a direct charge against the religious leaders of the day. And what question do they have for Jesus? By what authority are you doing these things? Who gave you this authority? When someone asks you, who gave you the authority? Who gives you the right to do that? What don't they believe? They don't believe you have the authority. They don't believe you have the right to do that. Did the religious leaders have the right to do what they did? They thought so. They justified their actions. It's kind of interesting. People always find a way to justify their actions, especially if it involves making money. And that's still true today. Nothing's changed, and everybody wants to have their way. These religious leaders used their power to get money out of people, and they tried to make it look like they were doing it with the authority of God, but that wasn't the case. So when Jesus comes on the scene, he calls them on it. Jesus doesn't play the game. And that's still true today. Either you submit to the authority of Jesus or you don't. Being a Christian is not about following the power of the church. It's not about rules and regulations. It's about living under the authority of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now, because of our sinfulness, there's a part of us that doesn't want to do that. There's a part of us that chafes under the idea that there's somebody in authority over us. There's a part of us that feels threatened by such authority. So what does our Lord do? Well, he doesn't use power against us. He calls us to repentance and uses his authority to forgive you your sins. He uses his authority to absorb all the rebelliousness, all the chafing against authority. He uses his authority to absorb all of our insubordination and in place to proclaim grace and forgiveness to sinners. And he has the authority to do that. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you from all sin. And that's not because I say so. It's because Jesus says so. It's because the Word of God says so. And the church is built and stands upon the Word of God. Not by power, but by authority. Authority which does what God gives it to do. Proclaims to sinners the forgiveness that is given to us in Christ. Power looks attractive to us. Power is something we often think we need to have more of. But power is not the same as authority. Authority involves responsibility. It involves providing. It involves caring for others. Jesus uses his authority to deliver us from our sins and to give us the hope and promise of life. And that is found in him and him alone. Live under that authority. Rejoice in living under that authority. And may that authority fill your heart with thankfulness that he calls you to be his own, that he claims you as his child, that he places you under his authority by your baptism into Christ, and he feeds you with his body and blood given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The Lord grants you the assurance of what it means to live in and under his authority. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord comes again in glory. Amen.